Yeah?
Do you suffer from erectile dysfunction?
Charlie spits out a mouthful of beer.
Well, Alan, do you? Jake? What do you know about erectile dysfunction?
Not much. It's something to do with your penis, right?
Right.
And they say one out of three guys gets it, and mine's fine, so it's gotta be one of you.
I'm not fine. Me.
So what are the pills for?
What they do, Jake, is that they dilate the blood vessels, which allows more blood to easily flow to certain...
They're boner pills, Jake.
To get them or to make them go away?
To get them. Now go get ready for bed.
What's the point? They're not good for anything.
You ever try any of those drugs?
Once or twice. Out of curiosity, not necessity.
What'd you think?
Not my thing. Corking the bat. You?
Yeah, that's what my ex-wife wanted. More sex with me that lasted longer.
Hello. Oh, hey, Eric. Hiya. What's happening, boyfriend? Oh, you're terrible. Do you kiss your mother with that mouth? So what's up? Saturday? Let me check my book.
Charlie holds the phone away from his ear and waits a moment.
Saturday is marvelous. How dressy? Evening wear or California casual? Oh, goody, an excuse to shop like I need one. Okie dokie, artichokey, ciao for now.
Alan stares at Charlie and frowns.
What?
Something you want to tell me?
That? Oh, that's Eric. He's the head of a big ad agency. Throws a lot of jingle work my way.
He wouldn't happen to be gay, would he?
What difference does it make, Alan? Person's sexuality is a very private and personal thing, and has no relevance in the business world.
But he is gay.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's okay to call him queer again.
Good to know. Good to know. Would it be fair to assume that you've led him to believe that you are of a similar persuasion?
Not deliberately. I kind of sort of backed into it.
Excuse me?
Okay, poor choice of words. When we first met, I found myself falling into his... What do you call it?
Futon?
No. His manner of expressing himself, the tone, the gestures. It's like when you talk to a southerner, you start saying y'all and grits and tobacco.
Oh, Charlie.
It's harmless. He throws a lot of work my way, and I want him to feel comfortable with me.
And how far do you go to make him feel comfortable?
Don't worry. I just sparkle a little bit. I don't burst into flames.
I don't know how you live with yourself.
Actually, I don't live with myself. I have a significant other.
What?
And we're both invited to a cocktail party Saturday night.
What?
Two and a Half Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, come on. You always complain we don't hang out enough.
I didn't mean I wanted to date you.
You don't think I'm gonna go to a gay cocktail party stag, do you? The way I sparkle?
I am not going to pretend to be your gay lover just so you can make a few bucks.
Okay, first of all, it's considerably more than a few bucks. This man was responsible for almost half my income last year. And that's the half I didn't gamble away. And second of all, you're not just my lover, you're my life partner. That makes you special.
Forget it. It's immoral and deceitful, and I don't want any part of it.
What's the big deal? Gay people pretend to be straight all the time.
It's because they don't want to be discriminated against.
And neither do I. The minute this guy finds out I'm a breeder, I'm history.
I don't care. If you want to engage in a fraudulent escapade, have one of your oafish poker buddies be your life partner.
You see, right there. Escapade. Oafish. What poker buddy of mine talks like that? But you... A couple of squirts of Paco Rabanne and you're good to go.
Excuse me, but having a reasonable command of the English language is not the exclusive domain of the gay community.
Listen to you. You're just making my point.
Forget it. You're asking too much.
Oh, really? Was it asking too much when you showed up on my doorstep in the middle of the night looking for a place to stay?
Charlie.
Was it asking too much when I took in your son on weekends and holidays?
Please, this isn't fair.
Was it asking too much when I set up a college fund for Jake?
You set up a college fund for Jake?
You bet I will. Unless, of course, my income were to suddenly decline.
I can't believe you would sink so low to actually use emotional and financial blackmail.
They're both in my will, you know.
Really?
First thing Monday.
Okay. All right, but I want it on the record that I'm doing this under protest.
Duly noted.
And if we're gonna be a couple, I wanna be the husband.
Who's gonna believe you're the husband?
Hey, of the two of us, I'm the only one who's been a husband.
You really thought you were the husband in your marriage?
Nevertheless, I'm going to be the husband in this one.
Alan flounces out of the room.
Well, la-dee-da. Thanks for babysitting, Rose.
Oh, my pleasure. Where are you guys going?
To a little party.
Oh, and you're taking Alan instead of a date?
Yeah, well, funny story about that.
Okay, let's get this over with.
Alan wears a long pink scarf and floral shirt.
You're wearing that?
What's wrong with it? You liked it in the store.
You look different in the store.
Well, it was on sale. I can't return it.
Yeah, can we order pizza for dinner?
No, eat something healthy. If you want me to change it, just tell me.
I don't want you to change.
But you don't like it.
I didn't say that.
I think you look very nice, Alan.
Thank you. See? That's all I needed to hear.
Well, you heard it. Now, come on.
You know, I'm only doing this for you.
I know.
So would it kill you to show a little appreciation?
How about I show you a little smack on the head? Oh,
that's your answer for everything, isn't it? Ow!
What is that about?
I don't know, but one of them suffers from erectile dysfunction. That's how we cook our pizza.
Alan and Charlie arrive in the corridor outside a hotel room.
Will you please not walk so far in front of me? I'm not your concubine.
Sorry.
What, are you ashamed of me?
A little bit.
A butler shows them into the room. Well-dressed men mill around chatting, casually hugging one another and sipping wine.
Oh, boy. Charlie, we need to talk.
For the last time, you looked stunning.
Oh, we need to get our story straight.
What stories?
We're supposed to be a couple. I mean, how long have we been together? How did we meet?
Okay, fine. I met you in Thailand and bought you from a guy.
I'm serious. If we're going to pull this off, we need to be convincing. I mean, do we have a favorite song? Cute names for each other? I mean, I don't even know if we're dog people or cat people.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, the guy I bought you from in Thailand had your vocal cords removed.
Charlie, I'm so glad you could make it.
Oh, please, how could I not?
And you must be Alan. Welcome.
I'm the husband.
No, he's not. Stop saying that.
I'm listening to you, ladies. Come on, I'll get you a drink.
Ooh, apple teenies.
So, how do you lovebirds meet?
He looks expectantly at Alan, who looks smug.
Funny you should ask. We were at the Coffee Bean, you know, the one in Larchmont Village where the pastries are to die for. Anyway, we both ordered a soy latte, and when the first one came up, we both reached for it, and our hands touched.
Oh, that is so romantic.
Yeah, it was one of those moments that seems to go on forever.
Like this one.
Are you starting?
No.
Because I swear to God, I will walk out that door and get in a cab.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. But
I'm sorry, Pookie.
Finish your story, Alan.
Well, okay. So there we are. Our hands are touching, and we look into each other's eyes. And this one panics and spills coffee all over one of his hideous bowling shirts. The only gay man in America who does is like Ralph Cramden.
To the moon, Alan!
Anyway. So I take him back to my condo to hand wash his shirt. And abracadabra, hocus pocus, here we are.
That's a delicious story.
Yeah, isn't it yummy? Mm.
Yeah, it kills me every time.
Charlie taps his watch, awkwardly mimicking Alan and Derek's flamboyant gesturing.
Oh, there's someone you just have to meet. Now, don't go away.
Okey-dokey, artichokey. Okay, you've got to pull back a little. You're going to set off the smoke alarm.
What do you mean?
I mean, if you flame anymore, you're going to light the drapes on fire.
What about you? Okey-dokey, artichokey? What are you, the jolly gay giant?
I want you both to meet someone very special to me. Charlie, Alan, this is my very patient and very forgiving ex-wife, Pamela.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hi. Wow, you were married?
It was before I'd gotten a grip on my sexuality.
Mm. But not before you got a grip on my cousin Walt.
Well, I can see why you gave marriage a shot. Pamela, you are a breathtakingly beautiful woman.
Why, thank you, Charlie. Why do all the cute ones have to be married or gay?
Back off, sister. I caught this fish.
Alan drapes an arm around Charlie.
Are you gonna tell me what's bothering you?
If you don't know, there's no point discussing it.
Fine.
They are unaware of Rose.
You ignored me the whole night. I'm at a party where I don't know anyone, and you just abandoned me.
Alan, listen closely. It wasn't a real date.
That's not the point. I mean, I was stuck playing Truth or Dare with your friend Eric and 9 producers from Will and Grace while you were having a wonderful time talking to his hot ex-wife.
I was just being polite.
Oh, please. I saw the way you were looking at her.
What, I can't look?
Not when you're supposed to be with me.
How many apple teenies did you drink tonight?
Never you mind about that. So what are you gonna do? Out yourself as a straight man so you can sleep with your little Pamela?
No, that would mess everything up with Eric. Unless I convince him that she temporarily flipped me back to the home team.
Oh, if you're gonna go, just go.
Alan, eat something, toast, a waffle, anything absorbent.
Don't blame this on the liquor.
Okay, here's what I can do. She and I are going shopping tomorrow. I'll tell her I'm bisexual and then make my move.
So you're gonna cheat on me?
No, that's not cheating.
How do you figure?
Because we're not really gay.
Then how can you be bi?
Shut up.
Charlie marches off upstairs, leaving Alan alone with Rose, who loiters in the corner.
Okay, well, good night.
Aren't you gonna ask?
No. Jake told me.
In a clothes shop, Charlie eyes Pamela's posterior.
Oh, this is a cute top.
I'm more a bottom man myself.
I bet you are.
Charlie cringes. Pamela holds up a tight pink blouse.
Too slutty?
Haven't you heard? Slutty is the new black.
Oh, you.
Is there some special young vagina enthusiast you'll be taking that off for?
I wish. Can you keep a little secret?
I'm keeping a big one right now.
I haven't been with a man in almost a year.
Oh, no. Color me sympathetic.
I don't miss dating. That's just lies and pretense. But I do miss the sex.
Really? Well, what specifically do you miss? And tell me slowly.
The feel of a man's hot breath in the back of my neck. His rough hands pulling me to him and just taking me. Of course, I don't need to tell you.
No, but I'm so glad you did.
Isn't it funny that I can only be this honest with a gay man?
Yeah, it's a riot.
I guess it's because straight men only want one thing and they'll tell any number of lies to get it.
The dogs.
And straight women are so competitive, they'll use anything that you say against you.
The bitches.
And gay women only want one thing and they'll lie worse than straight men to get it.
Which is kind of strange, because they've already got it.
Oh, come here. Oh, that's the other thing about gay men. You're so hilarious.
Yeah, we're like clowns who smell nice.
They hug each other.
Oh, you know, these are pretty.
She breaks away to look at a blouse. Charlie gathers himself.
Well, I don't know. It's pretty sheer. Eric used to hate it when he could see my nipples. Is that a gay thing?
Well, I can't speak for the whole community, but I myself am nutty for nipples.
Let's try it on.
Okie dokie, artichoke.
In the fitting room.
All right, hold this.
Okay.
What do you think, with or without the bra?
I don't know. You're the one with the nipple issues.
Right then, without.
Yes, definitely without.
Am I starting to sag?
I'm sorry, were you talking to me?
Am I hanging a bit low?
I don't know. Go like this.
He raises his arms.
I go like this.
Stop it, give me the blouse.
Red-headed Evelyn overhears them from the shop floor.
Want to see my nipples? You made me look at yours.
You are so frisky. How has Alan ever put up with you?
Better you ask, how does his mother put up with him?
Charles, didn't I ask you to confine your debauchery to outlet stores?
Pamela, this is my mother, Evelyn. Mom, this is Pamela.
Nice to meet you.
Well, nice to meet you. Your son is just adorable.
That seems to be the conventional wisdom.
I only met him and his partner last night, but we immediately hit it off.
I'm sorry, his partner?
Alan, his lover.
His lover?
God, I'm not outing you, am I?
Oh, no. Mom knows all about me and Alan, right, Mom?
Of course. Alan's almost like a son to me.
See, that's nice. My ex-husband's parents were not at all supportive when he came out of the closet.
Oh, what a shame. What does he do?
He's in advertising. Charlie writes a lot of jingles for him.
Oh, I see. One hand moisturizes the other. Now, the only time Charlie was ever in the closet was when he was a little boy trying on my hats and underwear, belting out the entire score of Hello, Dolly.
It was MAME, Mom.
In fact, if anything, his lifestyle has brought us even closer. We cook together, we shop together, we go to all kinds of parties and charity events together. Come to think of it, I have entered us in an Alzheimer's walk-a-thon this Sunday.
Sunday isn't really good for me.
But you will be there anyway, because we support each other in all our little causes, and you love me. Right?
Right.
Say it.
I love you, Mom.
And I love you, too. 8 a.m. Sunday. I'll buy us matching tracksuits. It'll be cute. Lovely to meet you, Pamela.
Bye. If I didn't already know you were gay, meeting your mother would have convinced me.
Okay, that's it. I can't do this anymore.
You can't stop shopping now. I've got to find you something slutty, too.
I've already got something slutty. It's in my pants.
Terrible.
Pamela, listen to me. I'm not gay. I am completely, 100% militantly heterosexual, and I find you incredibly attractive.
Okay, I understand.
You do?
Of course, I went through this with Eric. He wanted so badly to be straight, and he suffered so much before he was able to finally accept himself for who he really is.
Oh, no, I accept myself for who I am. I am a lying horn dog. If I were a straight man, would you find me attractive?
Well, that's absurdly hypothetical.
Yeah, play along. Humor me. If I were straight...
I'd do you in a heartbeat.
Oh, good. Come with me.
Charlie, don't do this to yourself. You don't have to prove anything to me.
Oh, but I do.
They disappear into the fitting room.
Now, come here.
They are concealed by the curtain.
Well, you don't have to be straight to be a good kisser.
I know, I know. Just wait.
Well?
Give me a minute. I'm under some pressure here, and I just saw my mother.
Would it help if you thought of Alan?
Wait. Why don't you just roll up a newspaper and hit it?
Charlie, sweetheart, it's okay.
No, it's not. I am a straight man. I've always been a straight man, and I'll always be a straight man.
Well, you'll forgive me, darling, but you seem to have a gay man's penis. Come on, let's go look at shoes.
To an attractive blonde.
It's a straight man's penis. Just having a bad day.
Charlie arrives back at the house.
Hey. Oh, I thought you'd never come home. We have to talk.
Not now. I need to drink a lot of beer, scratch my ass, and watch a whole bunch of girl-on-girl porn.
Hello, Charlie.
Eric, what are you doing here?
I came over to talk to you about a new account, and you weren't here, so...
So he invited me to Big Sur for the weekend.
It's not what it sounds like.
Yes, it is. He looked into my eyes and told me I had a tight little breadbasket.
No.
Look, the other night at the party, there was obviously a lot of friction between you two, and I'm really sorry.
Yeah. I'll bet you're really sorry. How do you expect me to keep working for you now?
Gosh, I hope you will. I'll make it up to you.
How? How could you possibly make up for this incredible betrayal?
I'll get you more money.
Done.
Charlie opens the door.
Hi, Alan.
Eric leaves.
Thanks for the sweater.
He gave you a sweater?
Cashmere, very stylish. And thank you.
For what? I didn't get you anything.
You stood up for our relationship.
What relationship? Alan, we're not gay.
No, but if we were, you wouldn't let anybody steal me away. I think that's sweet.
You need to stop this. I was just trying to get more money out of him, and that's all there was to it.
Whatever you say. Pookie.
Charlie shakes his head.
Hey, is the bread basket the front or the back?
The back.
Oh, good. And it wasn't just a line.
At a speed walk, Charlie and Evelyn trot down the street in matching red jogging suits.
Pick it up, Charlie. We're lagging.
Give me a break. I haven't even been to bed yet.
Well, perhaps it's time for you to re-examine your club-hopping, popper-sniffing disco lifestyle.
I explained about that.
It doesn't matter, darling. You're here. You're queer.
I'm used to it. ITFC audio description.